From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The World Anti-Doping Agency said Tuesday that confidential athlete data relating to the Rio Olympics had been hacked by a Russian cyber espionage group that had published some of it and was threatening to release more. WADA condemns these ongoing cyber attacks that are being carried out in an attempt to undermine WADA and the global anti-doping system, according to the Director General Olivier Nigli in a statement. WADA had been informed by law enforcement authorities that these attacks are originating out of Russia. Russia's track and field team, with the exception of one athlete based in the United States, were banned from the Rio Games in August over what WADA said was state-backed doping program. Yellow fever outbreaks in Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo are under control after a massive vaccination campaign involving millions, according to the World Health Organization Tuesday. This is the WHO's Sylvia Brand.
One good news is that these outbreaks are under control now. We haven't had any new cases in Angola since 23rd June and since 12 July in DRC.
The UN Health Agency had raised alarm over the prospect of a significant outbreak in several countries. The flight of two B-1 Lancer strategic bombers over South Korea is the United States' response to the North's latest nuclear test. Washington Special Representative for North Korea Policy Sung Kim says a swift and clear response is needed. Two nuclear envoys of South Korea and the U.S. were meeting in Seoul on Tuesday to discuss their response to the North's nuclear test. This is VOA News.